A person that is satiated while his neighbor is hungry cannot be a believer. From the above hadith, we can understand the position of the neighbor. Thus, we are required to fulfill the rights of the neighbor and not cause any harm to them whatsoever. Number one, the first etiquette, when hosting a function at night, we should be respectful to our neighbors. We should endeavor not to make noise and be rowdy outside and to move our guests into the home as quickly as possible so that we do not disturb our neighbors who may want to rest. Two, we should not play the radio or recital loudly that will inconvenience the neighbors. Three, knocking in a nail late at night might disturb a neighbor living nearby, especially if one is living in an apartment or flat. Also, one should avoid trimming the grass with a lawnmower during the early hours of the morning as the neighbors may still be asleep. Number four, one should not sweep one's dirt into the neighbor's veranda or pathway. Number five, one should not store any luggage or boxes in a pathway shared by neighbors as this may inconvenience them. Do not park in their driveway, especially if you have visitors, except with permission. Number six, if one has a dog for security purposes, then ensure that it is kept in your premises. If it enters the neighbor's premises, then clean up if the place has mess. Number seven, we should visit the neighbors for reasonable durations of time. We should leave at the first hint that they are ready to end the visit. Number eight, when having a barbecue braai, one should position the barbecue stand in such a manner whereby the least harm is caused to the neighbor by the smoke. Number nine, children should also be educated not to throw any garbage over the fence into the neighbor's property. Number 10, generally people are aware of certain secrets of the neighbor. One should not expose such secrets. 11, it is not correct to stare into the neighbor's yard, especially when there is an apprehension of some of the women folk appearing there without hijab. Number 12, if the neighbor is in need of basic necessities like salt, milk, etc., then give it to them. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of the neighbors completely.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. We were discussing on the ayat, Ya ayyuha an-nasu qad ja'atkum maw'izatun min rabbikum. And in front Allah Ta'ala said, wa shifa'un lima fi sudur, that the Quran Sharif is a cure for the diseases of the heart. The ulama have explained the diseases of the heart. One major disease is ignorance, and ignorance of deen, ignorance of who Allah Ta'ala is, ignorance of why we are in this world. So the Quran Sharif has come and explained to us that what is our purpose. And if we will study Quran, read Quran Sharif, fulfill the rights of the Quran Sharif, then we will know why we are here, what we have to be doing here, how to go to Allah Ta'ala. So ignorance will be displaced with knowledge, knowledge of deen. Today we gain a lot of knowledge about the cell phone, how much don't even small children know. But about the Quran Sharif, which is the main thing, how much do we apply ourselves to the Quran Sharif? So that knowledge is the most important. And in that regard also, today many children don't attend makatib, madrasas. They haven't got time extra, they've got extra work of school, etc. They devote time there. And the basics of deen we are not getting. Whereas the first and most foremost and important is to get knowledge of Quran Sharif, to be able to read Quran Sharif, and then all the other things that come with it also. So the Quran Sharif is a cure for the diseases of the heart. And one disease is ignorance. So that is a very great disease. The other is that when we don't have Quran Sharif, kufr will come in the heart. And all other wrong beliefs will come into the heart. There are so many wrong things that are happening. Our little children, we are hearing of it all the time. Every day we hear of an instance of what our children, what they are speaking, what they are saying, and all this. So by reading of Quran Sharif, kufr will be displaced by iman. Iman will come in the heart. And when iman comes in the heart, then this person's whole life changes. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the reality of iman. So the Quran Sharif is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. And it is for the whole of mankind. Whoever will apply it to them, bring it in their lives, He will get the great, great benefits. Then the Quran Sharif also, recitation of the Quran Sharif, trying to fulfill the huquq of the Quran Sharif, one great remedy it is for what is in the heart, which we find very, very common, confusion and doubts that we have. Many people have got doubts. We are confused about many things, that who is right, is this one right, is that one right. So many theories go around about so many things, etc. All this, the Quran Sharif recitation will bring that, will remove all the doubts and all that confusion that we have. So it is a very great kitab that Allah has given us. May we learn to honor this great kitab which Allah Ta'ala has given us. That is, while we are in the world. Otherwise, we just heard now in the kitab reading, Quran will bring a case against us on the day of Qiyamah. And who will be able to, which lawyer we going to get? Who are we going to get to fight our case there on the day of Qiyamah if we did not associate and relate ourselves with the Quran Sharif? Then the Quran Sharif is also a source that it will the diseases of the heart. One major disease then is our character, what our character is, which Alhamdulillah, Maulana Musa Qaji Sahib reads after Isha, after Taraweeh, that all the akhlaq that we have to be in us, akhlaq-e hasana, all the good characteristics. And by nature insan, whereas if it's nurturing, tarbiyat is not done as a child from small, which is the case in most cases. As parents, we don't even know what the rights of our children are. We feel that it is only to feed them, clothe them, give them housing, give them schooling, etc. But much, much more than that. And then, in most cases again, we put them in such environments where they get further spoiled. The friends they have. And then, in the house, the entertainment. With regard to that, one friend of ours was speaking, and just remind me, I'll just go off a little bit. One friend asked also, yesterday we mentioned, that the adab of when reading Quran Sharif, kitabs, etc. So he asked that, for example, a person is going to bed, is lying, and is reading Quran Sharif, reading duas, making zikr, and it has come also in the hadith that when you lie down, then read this dua, read this dua. So then Allah Ta'ala put in my mind, which I tried to explain to him, that it came in a kitab recently also, that the zikr, it's not always that we just sit like properly. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقْعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. So in all forms we make the zikr of Allah. We should remember Allah Ta'ala in every way. So, but the first year is qu'udan, that sit in a sitting position. So that also we must take, like our ma'mulat, our zikr, we finish with proper adab. And then more zikr, read durood sharif, istighfar, that you can do while walking also. There are many huffaz who, how much they read Quran Sharif while walking, doesn't mean that all the time you must just be sitting with adab or you standing in namaz, but some portion that we must do with that adab. The others while walking also, qiyaman, wherever we are, and many huffaz, how much they read Quran Sharif. In fact, there were those huffaz. If you ask them how far is a certain place, they can't tell you in kilometers, they can't tell you in time, but they will say it takes 2 suparas to reach there. It takes 3 juz to reach there. Because they're reading and they go there. So that. And then, wa'ala junubihi, when we are lying down, then also make a. But, for, and also if we go and see, logically if it should be, first should be qiyaman, and then qu'udan, and then ala junubihi. But first Allah put qu'udan, that you sit. So we should do some of our tilawat, our ma'amul that we have reasonably, and then all the extra we do, that while walking around also, make Allah zikr while we are driving, and it should not be. How many our friends ask, perhaps we also fall into it sometimes, our zikr, our actual ma'amulat, that also we just do it while going to work, sitting in the bus, sitting in the train, in the car. No, we should try and take our time, sometime. Little bit of time also, and make our ma'amulat in a respectful way. The others then, while walking also, we carry on making Allah's zikr. And while lying down also, we carry on with Allah's zikr. We should do that. And then, the character, our good character that we have to have. That is all that which we are reading in Islahi Akhlaq. All the bad characteristics, all that also must be taken out. And who taught us all that? Well, it is the Quran Sharif. So the Quran is the fountain source of all this. Of course, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Quran Sharif itself says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. One aspect of that, we can explain it, that Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been given the agency of good akhlaq. He is the sole agent of good akhlaq. What he is akhlaq. And that was all from that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq was the Quran Sharif. So this is when we read and carry on and we associate with the Quran Sharif, relate with the Quran Sharif, then all the bad akhlaq will go. Yes, I was on that point there, that our children, we leave them free. We don't teach them correct akhlaq, adab. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that while the children are growing up, the father should not undertake any journey anywhere also, unless it is absolutely essential. Because he says the mother cannot control the children. They need the father. There is a different thing. When Allah takes away the father, he passes away. Now, all in those cases, Allah makes the replacement, the intizam for the replacement also. But like that, and we make these mistakes, we go on various journeys, etc. And the children are left in the care of the mother, or we leave them by an uncle or auntie or somebody. The Hadrat wants very, say, unless there is an absolute urgency, then only travel. Otherwise, don't travel leaving your children like that. So the upbringing of the children, the adab also we have heard, and it is that also is very important. And may Allah make it for me, for all of us, all the programs are so essential. Like for example, this afternoon, Maulana Ridwan read about halal earnings. That was also so important. And it gets a person thinking so much all that. That if our earnings are not halal, and in today's environment also. And before that, the same kitab, Maulana Musa was reading, that it's not that we think that today it's impossible to earn halal. It is possible. So Allah Ta'ala give us this, what we earn also, and then what we buy also. Today that also is very important, that we have to see where we buying, what we buying, etc. Just that people are saying that this is right, that is right, that doesn't make it right. So it is very, very important. So our children, it is very important that we see that that tarbiyat is done. So one, we don't give them the proper tarbiyah. They haven't got time to go to maktab. And if they do go for some special classes by some apa or some person teaching in the neighborhood, then that is perhaps once a week, or perhaps nowadays what was in Europe and other countries is here by us also. The children only go once a week just for an hour, that we just specify our nafs that we have given them Islamic ta'lim. That they are getting Islamic education. But that is not enough. They are the most important. And alhamdulillah, there are those parents today, young parents, that the first thing the child must learn is Quran Sharif. After that, we'll see about school, etc. But first, the child must learn Quran Sharif and the basics of deen. That is the most important. So that is also our duty. And by associating with Quran Sharif, this consciousness will come into us. This worry will come into us. And we will respond also accordingly. So that is very important, that our akhlaq and our character, which does not only contain and refer to what we normally call as character, but pride is also part of it, must go out. Humility must come. And this is also, all these diseases also, we just take it, I'm speaking about myself, that I haven't got pride. But when we analyze and we see situations, we see that I'm the worst. That the amount of pride, the amount of vanity, ujub is within me. All these things are locked within us. Ignorance is so much about being. How much of ignorance there is. So all these things are to be pondered about. And especially brothers who are spending time here, we have got a lot of time, instead of talking to one another or just passing time, think about all these things. Whenever a kitab is read, etc., then ponder about it. Revise it again. with ourselves. And if we speak with somebody revising that, that will be very, very good. And we check on ourselves all these matters. They are extremely important matters. Pride, for example, if a person has one iota of pride, forget entering Jannah, you won't get the fragrance of Jannah also. And the fragrance of Jannah will go to a distance of 500 years journey out of Jannah. And yet, when I think of myself, how much we are filled with this. And what is pride? That you don't want to accept the truth. And you look down upon other people. And here also we make a big mistake that some of us think that person who wears torn and tattered clothes hasn't got pride. But it comes that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, a person wants to wear nice clothes, nice shoes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, which we just heard now, that Allah is beautiful, He likes beauty, so that is not pride. Sometimes we see some people like that, Allah gave them wealth, and Allah ta'ala said when He has given you wealth, He wants to see it on your body also, that you appreciate that what Allah ta'ala has given you. So all these things, but at the same time, we must know what is pride, and that also we need our senior ulama. Those people who have understood it properly, from their lives we have to understand and learn what is this pride. So this is also, the Quran Sharif, it has taught us this also, by relating, associating with Quran Sharif, it will purify our hearts. And if the hearts are purified, everything is done. That is the most important. And the Quran Sharif, Allah has made it a very, very important source for purification of the heart. Shifa'ul lima fi sudur wa hudaw wa rahmatul lil mu'minin. And it is a kitab of hidayat. And the mufassirin have written, hidayat is that it will show you the path to Allah Ta'ala. If a person will continuously read Quran Sharif and properly with adab also, as we are supposed to read, he will be led to Allah. And a person who has got Allah has got everything. Ek tu mera to har shay meri. If you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine. Ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. And if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. So the Quran Sharif, regularly reading it, fulfilling daily reading also. Not also, like some of us, it happens that sometimes we read 5 suparas, 10 suparas, 2 weeks, nothing. We don't touch the Quran. No, every day, whether it's a quarter supara, and then if you're a hafiz, you read your 1 supara, whatever, in your namaz, you read it looking inside, and you carry on walking, you are driving, you are reading, by all means carry on, but some part that we do it properly. So the Quran Sharif, it will lead us to Allah Ta'ala, and it will lead us to Jannat also. And that is really, just as we read now, the Quran Sharif, what stages it will give. For the parents, what stages. But the ulama have written also, this is for that hafiz who practices on the Quran, and who keeps up the reading. Otherwise, if we forget the Quran Sharif, we are not interested, we are not reading, then there are great, grave warnings also for that. So the Quran Sharif, we have to keep it alive, and we have to carry on with it all the time. And if a person gets Allah Ta'ala in this world, what to say? And if a person gets Allah Ta'ala in Jannah, Jannah will be there. But when you see Allah, what a great thing. So the Quran Sharif is what is going to give us that, where we will reach. وَهُدَوْا وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And it is a source of rahmat. That is, Allah Ta'ala will make you the recipient. Allah Ta'ala will make you, when you read Quran Sharif and you have found Allah, now Allah's rahmat will come upon you. How much we will connect ourselves with Quran Sharif, how much we will practice, so much Allah's rahmat will come on us. So a person who is connected with that house in which Quran Sharif is recited, how much of Allah's rahmat comes in that house. That a person who recites Quran Sharif, how much of Allah's rahmat comes on there. So the Quran Sharif, how much we will recite it, how much we will relate with it, how much we will connect with it, so much then Allah's rahmat will come on us. And what we need is Allah's rahmat. We don't understand this, but this is really what we need. And when this Quran Sharif came, at a time when perhaps there was nobody who had iman on the surface of the earth, or there may be very few. It is said of Hazrat Salman Farisi, Rahmat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was looking for guidance. So he was in Allah's rahmat, he was looking for guidance. But they told him, you go to Yathrib, Medina, Madinatul Munawwara. There Allah's final Nabi will come. And between the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a period of about 600 years or just more, where there was no Nabi. So there were the teachings of Deen were like lost in the world. And what the people had become, it was the Quran Sharif that took out billions of people from darkness into light. And from kufr and shirk into iman and tawheed. And from terrible akhlaq, terrible habits, into such habits that even the angels, malaika, envy them. Mm-hmm. And what they had achieved. So this is the Quran Sharif which Allah has given us. And Allah has associated it and related it with this month of Ramadan very much. So in this month, it must be also for us, Quran Sharif must be very important in our, like we keep Roza whole day, like Quran Sharif also, as much as we can relay. And what we have earned in Ramadan from the recitation of Quran Sharif, then we must carry it on also. Not Eid's day come and we are changed completely again. And after that, Quran Sharif is, we put a nice cover on it, and we put some attar also on it, and some rose petals also, and we pack it away nicely. No, and it shouldn't only come out on Fridays also that we read Quran, but every day we make it a habit that we read Quran Sharif. Our children in our homes, they read Quran Sharif. This is a great, great kitab which Allah has given us, and in this month we have to recite it as much as we can. So as much as we will read Quran, relate with Quran, Allah's rahmat will come down also accordingly. شفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمن قل بفضل الله وبرحمته. This is by the fazl of Allah and the rahmat of Allah تبارك وتعالى that a person will get it. According to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه رئيس المفسرين, he says, يا فضل قل بفضل الله وبرحمته. Fazl means the Quran Sharif. This is Allah's fazl that he has given us this Quran Sharif. وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ, and the rahmat of Allah, the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala, that a person relates to Quran Sharif. That is, by the rahmat of Allah, the tawfiq that Allah has given, that we relate with the Quran Sharif. Otherwise, fadl normally means something that you are given in literally for nothing, which you didn't do. Allah gave us this Quran, we were not deserving of it in the least. But, and today also, to look at a Quran Sharif, our eyes that look at so much filth. And now, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave one beautiful example, that if you have guests, and when you are dishing out for them food, you use that spoon, that when you're giving the dog food, you use that spoon and you give it, you give them with that spoon. And they know that with this spoon you give the dog food. And you're using that spoon to give them food. So how will they take it? So the same way with this mouth of ours, we are with the lips and the tongue, and we're going to be reading Quran Sharif. With the same lips and tongue, we are swearing somebody, using vulgar language, bad language, etc. The eyes that are going to look in the Quran Sharif, with the same eyes, we are looking at all other filth and dirt all the time. So we should avoid that totally. Keep our eyes also pure. And we are, how great, how kind is not Allah Ta'ala. When the child is in the womb of the mother, after about 4 months, just over 4 months, life comes into the child. And then it has to eat now. But Allah made the food, the monthly menses of the mother. That is the food, that dirt and filth. But Allah did not let it go through the mouth. Allah joined the umbilical cord to the navel of the child. And it is fed directly. So Allah kept the mouth pure. So we also must keep our mouth pure. We must be careful what we eat also, what we speak also, what we look at, what we hear. We hear Quran Sharif. And at the same time, with the same ear, we are listening to a lot of other things also. So Allah, this is the fazl of Allah. He gave us this Quran Sharif. free of charge. We didn't ask for it. Allah made us to be born, most of us, in Muslim homes. And even if a person reverts to Islam, it was only by Allah's tawfiq. Only Allah gives hidayat. So these are the great, great favors of Allah Ta'ala. And the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, that He gives tawfiq. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ وَخَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. This all is much, much more better than this dunya which we are accumulating. To earn halal rozi is a great ibadat. And a person is 8 hours in his shop, 10 hours on duty, but his dini duties is to fulfilling properly, and he's earning halal rozi, no problem. And he's earning to feed himself, to for his family, and he gives also in the path of Allah. All that is a great, great ibadat on its own. But the dunya is, and this person, he's very dindar also. Though he's in the shop 10 hours, he's earning, but he's doing it everything according to Sharia. His niyat also is correct. He's a very pious person in the eyes of Allah, very pious person. So these are all the great favors of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. But just to accumulate dunya, we are earning, there's no namaz in our life. We just miss our namazes for the sake of earning. We speak lies in our transactions, etc. All that we do, then that person is dunyadar, who is not doesn't consider his deen and practice it. So Allah says, this year the treasure of the Quran is much more than that. May Allah Ta'ala give us the proper understanding, and may Allah let us fulfill, give us all the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of the Quran.